My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What are the do's and don'ts for buying a TV right here, right now? Is there anything better than 4K I should be looking at?
Yeah, whatever the Sphere has in Las Vegas. Get that.
Get the Sphere? I should get the Sphere put in my house?
I'd come over.
That's a construction project that I might not have. I want it done before football season. I'm not sure I can get that done before football season. All right, so TV tech guys, is there such thing? And I'm serious. Can a TV be too big? Probably depends on the size of your room, but can you overdo it where it just takes away from the quality of the picture? Is refresh rate something I need to know? What's QLED? Is there something better than 4K?
Yeah, what's the new thing? What's the new innovative thing that you got to have?
Yeah, somebody help me out. You know when you're watching sports and you get that like ghosting on a ball that's moving too fast or something like that? I always notice it in golf. Where you get multiple images of the golf ball in the air. How do I avoid that? I mean, it hasn't killed my viewing experience, but I've noted you don't want that. So tech guys, TV guys, help me out. What am I after? 248-539-9797. And how much money should I be looking to spend? Like, I can get a great looking TV that looks fantastic in the showroom that's cheap, but I don't know that that's what I want. Let's get to your phone calls. Nick in White Lake, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Nick.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Doing good, doing good. So the big thing about buying a new TV, right, I'm an IT guy. I'm a big tech guy.
Okay.
So it's all about price point, right? So if you're trying to spend well over $1,000, you need to be looking at an OLED TV, OLED.
Yeah.
And those are the TVs on the showroom that look fantastic. Like, they look spotless.
Yeah.
So if you spend big bucks and you bring home an OLED TV, it's going to look exactly like you do and like it does in the showroom. It's like organic matter literally in the TV that displays color. So the blacks are going to be 100% like pitch black, where, you know, like a normal LED TV will be like a little gray. So just a thought. If you're willing to spend big bucks, go OLED.
OLED, now, is that 4K?
Oh, yeah, it's 4K. Pretty much every TV on the market now you're going to buy is 4K.
Okay.
You're looking, if you get anything less than 4K, it's going to be real cheap. It's not really worth the time.
So you're saying go, if I'm going 1,000 plus, it's OLED 4K TV.
Yeah, get an OLED, OLED 4K TV. You won't regret it. I got one in my living room. The lines look fantastic on it.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Nick and White Lake.
Yeah, everyone's always chanting, OLED, 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 OLED.
No, they're not.
Yeah, in the soccer games they show.
Mike and Lamonia.
I think that is the new thing, Doug.
Hey, Doug. How are you?
What's up?
So, nothing much, but listen, so the last caller was kind of correct. It depends on what you're using it for. So if the room is pretty, you know, dim and it's not too overly bright, then you go with an OLED, and that's going to give you the best picture, the best blacks, right? However, if you need it in a bright room where, you know, there's a lot of sunlight coming through, then you definitely want to get a TV that's a QLED or something that's that has a brightness lumens that's adaptable to that room. So you want to make sure that it's bright enough for that room. Now you definitely want to go 120 hertz, especially for sports and for video gaming, because that's gonna, you know, that takes the jitters away from, you know, especially with movement and all that. But 4K, when you say 4K, that's just standard resolution. Yeah. So everything, all the TVs nowadays are coming in 4K. Most of them are, at least. The cheaper ones are going to be 1080p's, but nobody's, you know, using that anymore since everybody's breaking that 4K barrier. So I would definitely at least look at, you know, I would recommend Hisense nowadays, because they're pricing based on, like, for OLEDs, for instance, LG and Sony's are known as the best OLEDs on the market, but those can get really, really pricey. So we're looking at $3,000-$4,000 sometimes. Where on an OLED with, or a QLED maybe with a Hisense, we're looking maybe $2,000, depending on maybe if you're looking at 75 inches.
Okay, help me out. You're saying Hisense?
Hisense. It's a Chinese brand that's breaking into the market lately. And I bought three TVs already. They're all Hisenses. And I love them to death. The brightness are unreal on them. So I actually have them in the garage, and I watch all the Michigan games on them, all the Tigers games, all the Lions games on them. And they just come out perfect every single time. And the brightness are actually too bright. I have to, like, dim it down a little bit. So in bright rooms, you want to go with a QLED or something that's going to give you ultra brightness. In a dark room or a living room or maybe inside of the home, you want to go with an OLED, and that's going to give you the best blackness. So the black, rich black colors when you're watching movies at night, right? And you're seeing the dark scenes, maybe a scary movie. You're able to see the details in the dark due to the fact that the blackness in each each LED light within that screen is shining through on that blackness alone. So there are differences when it comes to the screen. Now, 4K is just resolution. What kind of resolution are you getting, and how much resolution is it putting out?
Thank you for the phone call.
Hisense is just a brand,
right? I figured that out. Yeah, I didn't.
But I think it's actually, I don't say quality wise, but it's a less expensive brand than other, you know. But why can't they just make a TV that's good for everything?
I know.
You know what I mean? Because here's the thing. I don't trust, although I love the TVs like Costco and Sam's Club and Best Buy, yep, I don't trust them necessarily because they're putting on something that makes the TV look spectacular.
I swear, and when you walk into Costco and you see the TV, you're like, that's the most beautiful picture I've ever seen.
Yeah, like that bee getting, you know, pollen from a flower.
Exactly.
Oh my God, that's unbelievable. But I'm never going to watch.
I'll watch BTV.
Yeah, right?
Because of the quality of this picture.
But how many times are you really going to watch BTV? What you're going to go home is watch sports or play video games or watch movies. And they're always saying, like, well, this TV is better for that and this TV is better for this. Give me the ultimate TV that's good for everything.
248-539-9797. Antonio in Detroit, you're next. Hi, Antonio.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much, so I'm calling because you're up my alley right now with these TVs. So the guys who've called, the OLEDs are the way to go. I have two OLEDs in my house. Depending on, like, the size you want, Amazon actually has a 65-inch OLED. The C4 is the newest one for this year. It's for $1,796. You have a C3, which was last year's model, for $1,446, and you can't go wrong with OLED.
C4 and C3 available on Amazon right now, huh?
Yeah, the C3 is last year's model. C4 is this year's. And like I said, they're having a deal now, 65-inch, $1,796 or $1,446.
What brand? So, I'm sorry.
Oh, LG. LG. And those are like some of the top-of-the-line ones. I mean, there's a few others, but LG is, you can't go wrong with LG OLED.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, Antonio. We'll take one more on this, 248-539-9797. I'm in the market for a new TV. Haven't done any research yet. Figured I'd ask the audience because we have smart people that listen. Tony is next. Hi, Tony.
How you doing?
What's up?
I've seen a long time ago, and everything that everybody's telling you regarding resolution and all that is all correct. But this is something a lot of people don't take into consideration.
Yeah.
If you go to the movies and you have this huge screen and you're watching whatever you happen to enjoy, you're having to turn your head and move your eyes and everything, and then eventually when you get out of the movies, you're tired. If you take the number of feet you are away from your television, multiply that by 3, that is the, and then, well, 30, I should say, and that is the largest inches you should get. So,
okay, you're breaking up, Tony. Did you say, you're breaking up, you said take the number of feet you'll be sitting away from the TV and multiply it by 30?
three. So, for instance, you're 20 feet away from your TV, you know, measure your room.
Yep.
60-inch TV, you'll be able to watch without moving your head or your eyes. It's human perception. So you're not getting tired watching the TV. If you get a large one, you can enjoy it, but you're moving your head, you're moving your eyes, and it actually is more energy watching the TV, and it's not as enjoyable. I know it sounds weird, but that's how human perception works.
All right, so number of feet away you are from the TV, multiply it by three. That's the largest screen you should do from your room.
For comfort, yes.
Interesting, Tony. Thank you, and thank you for all your advice. I've taken some notes, getting into the market, something that will be purchased before football season. 248-539-9797. Okay. Speaking of purchasing, people want to purchase Tarek Skubal. Can they get him? John Morosi joins us at 11:15. But I do want to know if recent events and what's going to happen next should have Scott Harris tapping the brakes on selling. We'll explain at 11:02 here on 97.1 The Ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.